This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from, well, here in Ashland, it's M. Harris. M's got a new EP out called Year 2277. She's all over the internet on Twitter, Vine, Instagram. You can find her with a quick Google search. M. Harris, nice to see you again. Welcome to JPR.
Nice to see you too. I'm very glad to be here.
You have one of the most unusual paths to success, and it's a fascinating story that I want to talk about in a couple of minutes. First, though, a little bit of your background. You're actually from a pretty musical family, correct? Your dad's a musician, performer?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, my father's done pretty much everything you could possibly imagine in the music business. He's done everything. So he's one of my greatest assets because he has all this knowledge. So I can go to him with any, you know, any question, and he's got the answer down.
That's pretty handy.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's talk about how your career and your musical ability has started to expand, because it has expanded exponentially through a rather unusual kind of technology. You've been using Vine.
Vine,
now,
yes.
A lot of folks that are listening might not be familiar with Vine. Some are, certainly. But explain what Vine is, what it does, and then what you do with it.
Vine is a free app, and it allows you to record whatever you want. You know, there's different categories, you know, comedy, music, art, technology, places, science. But it allows you to record 6 seconds of whatever you want. And if people like it, they share it on their pages, they can like it. You know, it's the easiest way to kind of put your personality across to people. And if they like it, they like it.
But it's limited in time. 6 seconds, as
six
you
seconds.
Said. So it's sort of a video equivalent of Twitter.
Exactly.
With a character limit.
Exactly.
So if you go on Vine, you see a lot of pratfalls, you know, 6 seconds of somebody falling on ice,
yes,
or cat videos,
oh,
or
yes,
things. But yet you've managed to use it for music. How do you capture music in 6 seconds?
It's really, really hard. And all of the other musicians on Vine will say the same thing. It's really difficult to find, especially when you're covering a song, to find the perfect 6 seconds of that song to cover. And it's usually the most popular part of the song, like the chorus. For me, in my case, is I do mostly originals, like 80% are original songs. And I will just make it up on the spot. I'll just, you know, sing 6 seconds of it right there and then post it.
And people are finding this.
People are finding it.
What are your numbers up to right now?
289,000+.
Follow your 6 second clips on Vine.
Yes.
290,000 people.
It's crazy. I know. It's but it's awesome because, you know, they're liking what I'm putting out there, and that's the best part about it. Because I would have not have done this if it wasn't for Vine, to be honest.
And the Vine thing has been the impetus behind recording and releasing an EP.
Exactly. That happened because of Vine. I literally started Vine because I was too scared to show anyone music. But I could do this, you know, on Vine by myself, just in my room. No one could judge me. And I put it up. Of course, a lot of people judge you when you post things. But that's where, you know, confidence grew, because people were liking what I was posting.
Will you show us some music?
I will.
What do you want to start with today?
I'll sing one of the favorites on Vine. Is called Rome Series 3, and it's also like number 3 on my album, EP.
I refuse to be the same. ever hide, whether it's with my own kind or it's with the human mind.
That is M. Harris live here on Jefferson Public Radio, a song from the EP called Year 2277. I want to talk about the name of the album and actually the context of the lyrics you just sang. There is a connection to a video game.
Yes, the inspiration for Year 2277, the title song of the EP. See, this is what happens when a nerd becomes a singer. I played this game called Fallout, which I'm totally obsessed with, and Fallout takes place in the year 2277. So I was like, just that year inspired me alone. And it inspired these characters like Rome, you know, a humanoid who is very different from the rest, who falls in love, and there's a whole story behind it. But yes, so the title did come from a video game.
Is it a popular enough game that if you make a mention online of 2277, everybody instantly that knows of the game knows what you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people on Vine were like, is this like because of Fallout? And I was like, yes, people are understanding. You know, not a lot of people understand, obviously, but my nerds, they get it. They understand.
So you've basically made a career out of 6-second clips of songs that are about love with robots and aliens? Is that... Have I winnowed that down properly?
Yes. My subjects in my songs are very, very different. You don't hear, you know, robot love and aliens and post-apocalyptic themed type songs.
You've got your own genre.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of these videos that you're posting online are either completely blacked out. I mean, there's nothing to see, actually, or it's like a shot of your shoulder.
Right.
So what's going on as you're making these 6-second videos?
Well, when I'm playing piano, I like to use both of my hands. So what a few people on Vine don't realize is that I'm filming with the phone in my hand, holding down the screen, because I haven't figured out assisted touch yet. But I'm holding down the screen and playing piano with both of my hands. So that's why it's black, because if there were lights on, it would be a weird angle.
Because that's the thing with Vine, right? Like, you have to hold the button. Yes. Until you're ready for your clip to be over, and then you let go, and that signifies the end of it.
Pretty much. And, you know, iPhone users, they have a thing where they can just touch it once, and then it just films. And I don't have the luxury of that, so I'm literally holding it down to the very end.
That's the next step in your career path, is to get an iPhone to be able to do this and actually focus on playing with both hands.
Totally, yeah. And there's actually a new update that came out where you can take videos from your phone and just put it on Vine, but I haven't mastered that yet. So.
M. Harris is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. No webpage. We'll talk about this in a little bit. It's under construction, so there will be a website that you can visit to learn more about her. In the meantime, just type it into Google. M. Harris, 2 R's, 2 S's. You'll find her on Twitter, on Vine, of course, as we talked about, also on Instagram. Well, being the holiday season, I know that you have worked up a couple of holiday tunes to play for us, which I appreciate. Thank you.
Of course.
Do you want to do first?
Well, I got to do Let It Snow. It's one of my favorite songs. And every time I hear it, I just picture, you know, me and my family decorating my Christmas tree. So this one brings me back.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low, let it snow.
That is M. Harris live here on Jefferson Public Radio, our live session. M. Harris's new EP is called Year 2277. M., you talked about this EP really coming about after the success of Vine. Did Vine grow slowly and organically, or was there a pretty big splash as soon as you started uploading some of these little music clips?
I think for my first like four or six seconds of Vine, I had four videos, and it was just me starting out how to use Vine. I was still pretty new to it. And then I think it was December 2013, I posted this ridiculous Vine, and it was of a 6 second original, which is also on the EP. I had to put it on there. But it's honestly one of my favorite songs to sing. It's so much fun. But that was the Vine that kind of blew up. And the most ridiculous 6 seconds you could possibly imagine, the lyrics are, "And when the cops came and took your mom, and it made me wonder all night long." Who would like that? And everyone liked it. And I was like, this is, you got to be kidding me. So I had to write the full song to it. And it fit in so perfectly with this EP and the whole concept, because it is a concept EP. So that was the Vine that got most of people's attention. And then from there, it was completely organic, natural followers. I love every single one of them. I got them naturally because they like what I do. And so I really appreciate them for that.
One of the weirdest things that has come about from this is that you now have people online on YouTube filming themselves doing covers of the 6 seconds that you uploaded to Vine.
Yes. It's probably like there's so many times where I'm hearing people on Vine, and you know, there's thousands of covers, and I look at every single one of them, and most of the time I'm crying.
And some of these things were going up on YouTube before you had even taken that line and turned it into a full song.
Correct.
I would imagine.
Correct.
So it was literally like, I'm covering M. Harris. Well, what song? Not really a song. It's just sort of one line.
6 seconds of a song. Yeah, exactly.
And these aren't just like random people sitting in their living room someplace. Like, you've got one of the stars from a Disney Channel TV show that's done a cover, and a couple of other fairly prominent folks.
Oh, yes. There's a great Vine family that has graciously accepted me, you know, and their covers make, I weep every time someone covers my music. But when they cover my music, it's like, oh my gosh, everyone is hearing these songs. And the fact that it's now on YouTube is kind of hilarious, because I haven't even really touched YouTube yet. You know, I haven't even gotten there yet.
Yeah, your stuff ends up on YouTube most of the time by way of someone else.
Exactly, yes. Other people upload my videos.
And put lyrics on the screen so people can sort of follow along with the songs.
Yeah, which is great. Everyone asks me for lyrics, but I'm like, you know, there's going to be some websites that will have all my lyrics on there.
Well, you mentioned the song. Is that the original that you're planning on doing next, or?
Cupscape? No.
Oh, okay.
That, you really need a piano.
Well, I was going to ask about that, because a lot of the stuff that's on the EP is fully produced, a lot of keyboard-based stuff, but yet here today you've got your ukulele, and when I've seen you perform, it's ukulele.
Yes.
But you said most of the songs, when you're crafting them, you're doing on a keyboard.
On a piano, on real pianos, and actually the piano that I use most of the time is so ancient, and it's out of tune, and you know, but I don't know how it turns out, but it does. But my main instrument would be ukulele. That's what I perform with, and one of these days I'd love to get a keyboard. Because my father has the best keyboard, and I'm like, oh, could I just have it? You know, I want to take it with
me. They travel better than pianos.
True, and you know, there's a lot of traveling lately, so it's easy to just throw it on your back and go. But yeah, eventually I'll definitely get these songs on a keyboard.
M. Harris is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The EP is called Year 2277. It's not doing too bad for itself on iTunes. We'll talk about that in just a bit. So it's not year 2277 that you're going to do, but what are you going to do next?
I'm going to do, actually, I decided to do a brand new song that no one's ever heard before, because it's not, hasn't been recorded, nothing's happened with this song. I did put 6 seconds of this song up on Vine, and so it just, from there, I wrote the entire one. Love, 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 love.
falling too fast, for falling too hard. But I told you before that I don't belong on this planet with you, but I'd stay for you. So if you love me, won't you tell me my love, 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 love? I know you want me, instead you taunt me with your love, 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 love. You blame it on my sweetheart for falling too fast, for falling too hard. But I told you before that I don't belong on this planet with you, but I'd stay for you. So if you love me, won't you tell me my love, 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 love? I know you want me, but instead you taunt me with your love, your love.
That is M. Harris live on Jefferson Public Radio. Brand new song, you said.
Brand new. No.
Did that start as a 6-second clip and then?
It did. It started on Vine, and you know, people. It was a great response from that song.
Before we went on the air, you were talking about how some of the clips that you put up are clunkers. Like they don't really
totally.
Go anywhere, right?
Oh my gosh!
So how many of these little kernels turn into full songs, and how many do you bail out on?
Well, I do not promote perfection, so, you know, some of the ones that I think are going to bomb happen to blow up, and I'm like, what?
And then
what
are you
this?
Stuck because it wasn't really something you were ever planning on
exactly.
building?
Yeah. But that's the best part, is because I don't get attached to these songs, because I write them on the spot completely, just original, like the most original you can be is writing it right on the spot and posting it. And
you're writing songs about being in love with robots.
Totally.
So yeah, a little original.
Totally. And that whole story spawned from that 6-second clip, which is great because it allows my imagination to go crazy.
Just before the tune, talked about iTunes, your EP, which you funded, was it an Indiegogo thing?
Indiegogo. Yep. Oh, wow.
And then
yes.
you made it with your dad.
I did. Yes, I did. We did use Sean McCoy's studio, and my dad and I, we did everything. And Indiegogo was such an incredible tool to use. We made 150% of what, you know, what my original goal was. And that just like, it just, my heart is just like, it's incredible, the support.
And did you see contributions to that campaign coming from all over the world?
All over the world.
People that followed you online.
All over the world. It is unbelievable.
So the thing goes on sale.
Yes.
And the response was kind of amazing.
Yeah, it was total tear fest. I have never cried so much in my life. Just watching the YouTube like numbers, it was top 10 the first week, and it was top 50 for the first, you know, month and a half, and it's mind blowing to do that independently.
And you were in good company on that list on iTunes. I mean, like literally on the list next to a Beyonce record.
Yes. At one point, I did pass Beyonce, which was the most incredible feeling in the world because she's amazing.
Career goal, the day I passed Beyonce.
Right.
Right?
The one day, even if it was like for, you know, an hour, it was still there. I took a screenshot.
And you said that it's been up there for quite some time.
It wasn't like a
one day big peak or anything.
No, it was sticking on those charts for a while. And I honestly have my followers to thank for that.
Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in shooting a commercial for Chrysler.
Well, I work for a company called Grape Story, and you know, they reach out to businesses who need, you know, marketing and promotions, and so they reach out to these Viners, all different categories, comedy, music, and I love that about Grape Story, is they use a whole different, you know, a range of talent. And so Chrysler needed, you know, I'm kind of, because of 6 seconds, it's kind of like jingles. I kind of create 6-second jingles for businesses. And Chrysler reached out through Grape Story, and they were like, hey, do you want to like come to New York and sing about our new car? And I was like, do I ever?
And it was about the voice sync system, like they're in this.
Yeah.
And I know sync is trademarked to probably another company. It's like Ford or something like that. But it's the Chrysler voice navigation dashboard.
Yeah, it's the voice activation, like you connect and you can say a command and it'll do exactly what you ask it to. And so it was brilliant how they were like, hey, we should get a singer in here to sing to the Uconnect and have it react. And so that was probably, it was so much fun. I was flown out to New York and I was in a car and it was great because, you know, the shot of me in a car, it's just me. But in reality, there's like 10 guys in the car filming, holding mics, and it was hilarious.
Did you get a car out of the deal?
No, but if I ever did, it would probably be that one. It's pretty awesome.
M. Harris is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP is called Year 2277. You can find her probably most active on Vine, or would you say you're more active on Twitter or Instagram?
Mostly Vine, but I am active on Twitter, Instagram, Vine on a daily basis as much as I can be. Vine, I like to let videos marinate a little, so I'll post and then maybe like 3-4 days I'll post another one.
So you talked about how a lot of this just sort of came about because of the success of some of those early Vine videos.
Yes.
Where do you want to take it now? I mean, you are in it at this point.
I'm in it.
So what's next?
Well, honestly, because of the support of followers, my next goal is touring. I got to see them. I want to see every single one of them.
Are you ready for that kind of a...
I'm ready.
One-on-one, like real in-person interaction?
Because
it's different than Vine, right?
It is, but during this year of Vine and the doors it's opened, it's also opened, you know, my personal doors, and I'm just, you know... You pretty much blossoming on stage is how I'd like to see it. Because I would not even set foot on a stage. No one could make me. And when I was up there, I was like, I have to be here all the time.
So if you did that, if you went out on tour and you were up on stage in front of an audience, recreating songs from Year 2277, which are multi-tracked and fully produced with keys and probably... You know, we're not all done live. There's
right,
some overdubbing
correct.
And stuff. So do you have to say, hey, Dad, are you busy? Or like, what do you do to augment your ability to play one or, you know, one instrument at a time?
We would set up a few tracks that would just have the background music, and I would just sing like a karaoke. But I like the raw, you know, live music of having the instrument on stage with you, and I'm most comfortable when I have a ukulele in my hand. I put all my nervous energy into holding it. But I'm also, I'm a total believer in collaboration. If I could have a drummer on there with me or a guitarist, I would be the happiest person in the world to have like people on stage with me playing music as well.
Well, congratulations on your success. It's a fascinating story how you managed to do this.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in. M. Harris is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP is called Year 2277. You can find it easily on iTunes. You'll also find her online, Twitter, Vine, Instagram. We have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with today?
I should do the title of the EP. I really should. All right, Year 2277.
Year 2277, love was long overdue. When the world was blown to heaven, my heart still stayed with you. But I survived all on my own. Android sought life, I couldn't stay home. Silence has never been so loud before, and all I want is to hear you say, stop searching for you till I'm gone. swallowed by a green light. Days became longer.
That is M. Harris live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP is called Year 2277. M., thanks again for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. It was a total blast.